are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like, whew, way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we are in studio for my favorite moment of every single week. Getting on the air with two people who kind of make things happen around here. And this is the time when I get to just kind of sit back, ask some questions, and get the perspectives of other people who do good stuff. So without further ado, it's time for Boomer and McQueen.
Let's do it.
Hey, McQueen. How
Hi.
You doing?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Did I see an Instagram video of you walking on your hands down the hallway of some building or something?
Possibly.
You're married to a monkey.
And in fact, she does not like monkeys.
So. Yeah, I was saying all about monkey because that is like my one phobia in life is
really?
Monkeys.
She does not like
I did not know this.
Monkeys.
Yeah, like it's really traumatic. Like
Wait.
This...
Boomer, show her your monkeypox mask.
Oh, no, I don't like it. I can't look at that
over
there.
She doesn't even like it over there, yeah.
Like, this past year, we went on a field trip for, like, kindergarten.
Yeah.
I had to bring my mother-in-law so that she could go, so that when they went through, like, the monkey exhibit, they could go, because I literally can't, and I can't be anywhere close to it. I can't hear it. I can't see.
So have you ever watched Planet of the Apes?
Oh, heck no. I mean, we have to be...
There's no movies with monkeys.
But, like, we have to be really strategic with, like, movies. Like, even, you know, we can be watching, like, Pirates of the Caribbean. I forget there's a monkey in it, and it will jump out at me, and I scream, and I'm done. Can't watch it. Leave the room. I mean, kiddie movies like that,
you know,
it is.
Aladdin. She can't watch Aladdin.
We're totally chasing a rabbit or chasing a monkey. I had no idea... This was your kryptonite when I said that.
It was her kryptonite. It is her kryptonite.
It is.
Wow.
It is,
yeah. Okay.
But she did
walk all the way
down the hall on her hands.
Okay.
She does that at home, too. She grabs things with her feet out. I mean, I don't know.
So she's a... Okay. So, I get it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm more like a ninja.
Okay. All right. Listen. Love you both. Let's ask some questions. You ready?
Yeah.
So here's the first question. This has been in the news the last few days. It went viral fast. There's a 12-year-old kid in Colorado. I know Boomer's seen it because we talked about it on the show yesterday. I hope you've seen it. This 12-year-old kid goes to school, and he's got a backpack, like all the kids will do. And on the back, he's got a series of patches.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is the yellow Gadsden flag, they call
it. Which I didn't know that was called the Gadsden flag.
How about that?
I thought that was kind of cool.
Which, by the way, is the same Gadsden that the city of Gadsden we're in right now is named for. Same guy.
Oh, I actually did not know this.
Yeah. But anyway, all that aside, the Gadsden flag... is, you know, from the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
It was the ensign, the flag of command for the very first naval commander in U.S. history. This 12-year-old kid was sent home because the teacher said it was racist, and it's gone viral.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking for the thoughts of parents of school-aged children right now. I want to know what y'all are thinking about this and where it goes from here. Who's first?
Oh,
Boomer has his hand raised.
Oh,
yes, in the first row, young man.
You.
What would you like to say?
All right. Like I say with a lot of things, stay in your lane, teachers. You're there to teach. So come on. You're there to teach the things that you're supposed to be teaching. Don't even get me on the fact of what schools should be teaching these days.
Oh, I just read a whole article on this right now.
But if you're a teacher or an administrator and things like that, why in the world are you stepping over your bounds and saying, I'm sorry, you can't wear this to my school?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay, other than, okay, I know where you're going.
they do have to provide a safe environment, too.
Safe environment.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I get that. But
okay.
It's not like he brought, you know, something that he's not supposed to bring to school, you know. But what makes it not a safe environment to wear a patch on his backpack or on his clothing?
Especially one that actually did nothing like what she said it did.
Exactly, because she didn't even know what it... correct. She didn't even know the correct.
Yes.
The correctness of that patch. She made something
like what it actually meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm pretty much on the same side of that. Like I felt like initially, I'm like, we just are making such huge deals out of petty things, and even things that could, whether this required it or not, just in general, just a conversation like, hey, let's not do this or something, or you know, just we blow things out of so out of proportion. I actually just was the whole situation, I was kind of educated on a lot of things. I didn't really know everything that the flag, you know, meant, or just the history, I guess, behind it. I see it all the time, the Don't Tread on Me, and I just think it's awesome. I just didn't know the history behind it. But
okay, let me ask you a question, though. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to actually find the right history? Not long, right?
Correct.
I mean, you just surf online.
Yeah,
and there
it is. Yeah, like I just didn't never have looked into it before. But yeah, it was immediate. So I just am like, the things that we are blowing out of proportion, making such a big deal out of, and I agree, just kind of like stay in your lane sort of thing. If it needs a conversation, a quick conversation, and move on, but not the dramatic actions that took place.
Correct. And on top of that, I was waiting for you to end.
You're
so
like ready
I can
to
jump
hit the buzzer.
Yeah, so I believe that a school system and the administration is supposed to take care of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Period.
And everyone should be safe. Correct.
And that's right.
Watching this kid and seeing the pictures of this kid did not look any type of intimidating whatsoever. This kid should be like, you're the one that, you're doing a great job, buddy, today. Come erase my board for me. You thought that was the coolest thing ever when you were a kid. You know, he's that type of kid. Not the kid that you're like, I wonder what's going on.
Yeah,
in
he's
his
actually
head.
A model student, apparently.
Exactly.
And
so,
good kid, not a behavior problem.
Come on. I mean, what are you trying to do right here?
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is mollycoddle people. They're so worried that someone's going to get offended somewhere that they offend others in order to prevent offense. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And here's the other piece of it. That teacher, that administrator, she had fallen prey to the misconceptions that you know liberal culture is putting out there. Well, that thing must be racist. We need to tear down that statue of Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
We think he might have owned slaves. You know, at some point you have to look at it and go, well, you're an idiot. So please stop, because it's still part of our history, and it does not have the same connotations you think it does.
And let's also give the kid the benefit of the doubt that even like he wouldn't be using it or putting it on his backpack to promote something racist. You know, it's not like he's, you know, I mean, what, 11 years old?
12. Yeah.
So just bonkers to me.
But I do like what we talked about yesterday.
Which part?
The fact of the kid was reading those books, and then he understood that he could stand up for what he believes in.
Yeah.
And I'll say this too.
Mm-hmm.
The video that I saw, because there are people out there saying, well, that's really not it. He had other patches on too. That was the real problem. No, we've seen the video. We've seen what the administrator said. Here's what I also liked. I liked the fact that the parent came down there. And you know, there's times and places to recognize that the school says something about your kid, and it's true. You just got to deal with it because your kid might have been a problem. The parent came down there and very respectfully got her kids back. And I appreciated
that.
Yep, I appreciated that. And absolutely. I mean, there's times, like I said, a parent needs to go ahead and suck it up and realize their child's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always yell at the coach. Maybe your kid's a bad player. But there's also times when you need to make sure that your child knows that you have their back in life.
Yep.
And that was a good moment.
Yep. I totally agree with that.
All right.
That.
Speaking of which, little dude's looking through the window at us.
If you're watching the live stream, you may see little man poke his head like in the window or something.
Apparently, he's done with his homework next door.
Okay. Next question. Totally different subject. So yesterday, you may remember, Boomer and I talked about it yesterday, but about a month ago, McQueen, Senator Mitch McConnell, who's the Senate, he's the leader of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. He's like 81 years. He's 81 years old. You looked it up yesterday, right? 81?
81.
81 years old.
He aged a lot in the last 2 years, I feel like.
He has. He has aged a lot in the last 2 years. I mean, you can see the decline. But about a month ago, at a press conference, he just went catatonic. And he
froze, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did it again yesterday, and it was awful. For about 30 or 40 seconds, you could tell that he didn't know what to do. He couldn't move. He couldn't speak. And his staff had to lead him away.
That was the second time, right?
That was the second
time. I saw
something
about it. I didn't like read into it, but was there a reason for the first time? Did they like identify?
Well, they've never fully said. I think they said before they thought that he was dehydrated or something like that. In this particular case, though, let me ask you guys. We got Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's 90, and she gave her daughter power of attorney to handle her affairs, but she's still making decisions for us.
Right.
We've got Mitch McConnell, who's going catatonic. And then we got, you know, Joe Biden always looks impaired. Where are their loved ones in all this? Where are the people who should be caring for them and making sure that they're taken care of Who is speaking for them in the background is what I'm wondering. Your thoughts on that? We got about, what, 2-3 minutes here.
Well, my first thought is the loved ones care more about power than the people. And the people, like their loved ones. I think they care more about being in that, in a role of power than they do of their husband, wife, aunt, mom, dad, whoever they are.
They don't want to lose the gravy train or the power base or whatever.
They want that say. They want that power. They want that authority. I think the big concern is then the surrounding people or the people that these people are representing, especially in the same parties, why they're not doing something about it, why they're not, just vocalizing more like, this is not okay, this is not okay. Because when the opposing party is the one that's saying these things, then it just looks, they're like, well, it's because it's the opposing party. So do we have more appearances going on?
Right.
So those are my thoughts. I think it's a power hungry sort of thing.
Wrap it up, Boomer. What do you think? I mean, where are the loved ones right now? What's the deal?
Well, we know where Feinstein's loved one is. She's the one already making the decisions for her.
Yeah,
but
she's got the checkbook.
But the loved one, they're just hanging out, I guess. I mean, there's nothing to say that they're right there with them. They should be guiding them in the right direction, especially when they get to that age. And if they are at the age where they do need help, they're definitely not being helped from the family members as of right now that we see.
Yeah.
They could care less.
They may just care less. But going on your thing, maybe it's they may want to stay in power and they like the power, but they also, I know you've said this before, is maybe that's all they know and they have no idea how to honestly almost even live outside of what they've been doing.
Well, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about it for the family members. You know, I said, he's talking about yesterday, I said that too many of these elected officials, it's their identity. They don't know what to do if they're not in office.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, though, too, where spouses and family members, their identity is wrapped up in being the son or the wife or the whatever.
Yes, for sure. They don't know how to be a regular citizen.
Most powerful man in the Senate, and they don't want to lose that, that identity. All right, good stuff. Hey, we'll come back in a minute from the break, and we'll flip the script. This is where they get to ask me a question. I wait in fear and trembling as to what they might ask. All right, it won't be about monkeys, though, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, none of that out of my mouth.
Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we are in round number 2. Boomer and McQueen, hit me some whoop-whoops again, man. Let's do it. Yeah. All right, so we're in round 2. This is where we flip the script and one of y'alls asked me a question and just see what my thoughts are on something random. So who's got my question for the day?
I have one.
Okay, what you got? It involves monkeys. No.
Why did we bring this up? I'm never going to live this one down. Well, because I always like for you to explain things and just hear your perspective on just what's going on in the world. So with the debates and all, you know, the Republican debate just happening last week.
Yeah.
And we've heard that they're not going to do Democratic debates.
Yeah.
But like, what's his name? Robert F. Kennedy. He has said, like, you know, if you're going to run this country, you need to be in shape. Like if you're in shape, debate me, like really going after Biden, trying to get him to debate him. And I've seen that multiple times, but I think just something really recent. So just, I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think he's going to finally do it? Is he going to cave if he keeps getting pressured like this?
I don't think that they will put Joe Biden on a stage to debate a monkey. I don't think they'll put him on the stage to debate
a zebra.
I mean, he's doing okay. Zebra.
Zebra.
Sorry.
Zebra.
All right. I really don't. I mean, I don't think they're going to. They've already announced they're not going to, and that's in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at it and think, okay, so if he doesn't debate in the primaries, that means he's not going to debate in the general election either against whoever the Republican winner is.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's very clear they are protecting him. I think they're scared to death of what it'll look like if they put him on a stage and say, hey, go up there and go toe-to-toe and be able to grasp facts from memory and recall things from your experiences. And, oh, by the way, look better than that guy. And
have a plan.
Shout him down when you need to. Yeah, have a like, exactly.
There is no way that there's no way that he could go toe-to-toe with
a zebra.
There's no way.
Y'all are awful.
I don't think they will. No, so to answer your question, I do not believe that they I think they're too scared to put him on the stage, and I don't think they'll do it for the general election either.
Okay, well,
then what,
with
like
that,
what are his supporters on, you know, on that side, like I feel like they're not going to stand for that, to not hear someone go up and talk.
They're not going to stand for it. They don't care.
They don't care.
They just don't want Trump to be up
there. They're the same people who think he's, you know, it's great to have a guy who loses his way on stage being the president, you know, falling down all the time.
He gives them everything they want.
But see, like, lot of people, yes, think that, but like, just kind of like, you know, you have Republicans on every end of the spectrum and think, you know, there's the far one side and far the other side and stuff in between. I feel like it's the same way. On Democratic side,
there's moderate Democrats, there's extreme progressive left Democrats, and there's those in the middle who just want somebody to, you know, be fiscally conservative but socially awkward. It depends on what group you're talking to, but by and large, the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, is the one that makes the decision about how to handle this. And the Biden administration, I guarantee you, they're saying, don't ask.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
On that note, though, what about, I saw an interview with Ramaswamy earlier this morning, and it's something that I loved about it. And what it was he was talking to a newscaster or whoever, and he said, you know what, one thing at the beginning of my campaign I promised I would always do on my campaign, and that is go to every interview that I've asked, every interview I'm asked to go to, debate anybody that asked me to debate them, because if I cannot do it to my peers here in the United States, how can I go over to overseas and talk to someone overseas?
Wow.
That's awesome.
And be be the solid person that I need to be for the United States.
Well, that's an amazing point. I mean, I'll say this. He has got no political experience. I don't think he's got a chance of being the president, although he is polling second in some polls.
Wow.
But Ramaswamy, I've said it more than once now, is one of the best communicators in the entire Republican field. That guy is freaking sharp. Like, he's like scary sharp. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe a little too sharp, you almost think. But I have noticed him going on the more liberal shows. Part of that's because he has to get his name ID out there. But the other part is he's doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
He believes in what he's saying, I guess, so he's going to go say it.
Which I admire that. You know, if you believe it, you should stand up for what you believe in.
Absolutely.
Well, interestingly, what you just said about on some of the liberal shows, this is what I was just reading about Robert F. Kennedy. He said that, or they asked him, so do you see a Kennedy Ramaswamy ticket? Like, they said that to him.
What did he say?
He goes, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny. That was his response.
But it is kind of interesting. Ramaswamy came out and said, I don't mind debating or talking with
But they were saying, would you see them on a ticket?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's.
I didn't see what he said though.
Response was, "Yeah, that's real funny."
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. All right, we got like a minute and a half. So who's got the stupidest story of the week?
I do.
Do you really? She's excited about this.
I need to like send this one to y'all because this is really funny. And this was on Fox. Okay, so a Nebraska man pulled over after a massive bull spotted riding shotgun in his car. And like, when I say a massive bull, like, do you see this?
Show the camera.
Literally cut out, sawed out part of the windshield. Can you see it on the camera?
Yeah, you can see it.
They sawed out part of the windshield, and there was an actual bull riding shotgun in the car. And do you want to know how much that bull weighs?
How much?
Or that breed? 1,600 pounds.
That's not real.
I'm surprised that car wasn't like
that's
almost
not real.
Tipping over.
That can't be real.
It pooped out the back windshield.
Now that's funny. I would hate to be the person behind that car.
Is this like my best story ever?
That was pretty good.
Come on my show and say poop stories. I'm not going to have it. All right, Boomer McQueen, love you both. Thank you very much. We have them every week on Thursdays, typically around the 3:30 time frame. In the meantime, y'all stay tuned. We are about to come back for hour number two, Dipper number two. We'll be right back.